grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis of our meditation is the gospel lesson for this day. Just prior to this reading, Jesus had revealed his power over nature, having stilled the wind and the waves. He concluded this trip across the Sea of Galilee, and as they arrived at the other shore, Jesus departed from the boat. And no sooner had he arrived on shore than his next challenge stood before him. A demon-possessed man approached our Lord, and how our hearts ache for this man. His living conditions certainly are beyond our ability to comprehend. He lives the life of an outcast, rejected by the community, which is unable to cope with this man's condition. He lives in caves. From time to time, he has been chained into submission. And now he is too strong for the chains and is unable to be subdued. He harms himself as he mutilates the very body that God has entrusted to him. He cuts this precious gift with sharp stones. He approaches our Lord. He prostrates himself before Jesus, and then he challenges Jesus to leave him alone. The demons in this poor man knows who stands before them, and they correctly confess Jesus' identity by calling him Jesus, Son of the Most High God. They knew the power of the man who stood before them. In Luke's gospel, a parallel to this, the demons plead that the Lord not send them into the abyss. How intriguing it is that the demons ask Jesus to swear by his heavenly Father that he will not torture them. The demon's name was Legion. A Roman legion had 6,000 men, and the point is abundantly clear. There were many demons possessing this poor man. They had destroyed his life, and through him, they were terrorizing the community in which he lived. The demons are thrown out of the man and destroy a large herd of swine. The news of this event travels quickly to the townspeople. They come to witness what has happened, and what they find is even more remarkable. The demoniac is sitting quietly with Jesus. He is no longer running about naked. He is appropriately attired. He is having a rational moment. The scriptures say he is in his right mind. He is no longer raging about the countryside, cutting himself, threatening the populace. And the people react to Jesus with fear. Instead of being attracted to this man, instead of seeing in Jesus a man of compassion, instead of seeing Jesus as a man of mercy, they see him as one to be feared, a man of great power over these demons. I guess the reaction is understandable, for they certainly feared the power of the demons as displayed in this poor man, and it seemed to them that they should fear even more the man who clearly demonstrated he had authority over the demons. And so instead of embracing the man who could give them all freedom from Satan's power, they began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. Jesus did leave, but not before leaving an ambassador to the people. The demon-possessed man wanted to go with Jesus, but Jesus sent this man, now healed, out to the people to proclaim the good news of his redemption. Those who knew the prior condition of this man would see in him a great change. He would bear testimony to the cause of that change. The Lord has done this. The Lord. That's the Old Testament name for Yahweh, the covenant God. And this man went and did as he was told. He bore witness to the great thing that had happened in his life. Certainly, this story reveals the truth that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One of God. He has power. He has authority, not only over nature and all of creation, but also over all of evil. And those who were evil even clearly identify Jesus for who he is, the Son of the Most High God. When I read this story about an exorcism, I was reminded of another exorcism. It took place on the day when I was baptized. Now, I don't know if it would be accurate to say that there were a legion of evil angels possessed my young body, but I do know that in my baptism, my old sinful nature was drowned and a new man appeared. I know that the almighty and all-powerful Word of God was proclaimed, and Jesus cleansed me from all of my sins. I was lost. I was homeless, helpless. I could not change my life circumstances. But Jesus came into my life through water connected, through the Word connected to simple water. And I was adopted into a new family. I was given a new name, not because of anything I had done, but because of His mercy, the very mercy that He had for the demoniac. I know the destructive power and nature of evil was purged from me, and I became clothed in a robe of righteousness. For the first time, I was not naked, but I was dressed in Jesus' righteousness. For the first time, I was in my right mind, in a new and right relationship with my Lord. This seminary is a place where you will be equipped to be a pastor of the church, where you will be able to, as Jesus said to the demoniac, tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. The Almighty Lord has used his great power and authority to bring freedom to this demon-possessed man. And the very power that freed this man also frees us from Satan's grasp. This is not just a story about one man's redemption from the power of evil. It not only reveals Jesus as the Messiah, the Savior, but it is also a story that is yours and is mine. It tells us of a compassionate, healing, life-restoring Savior. It is a story that you and I share, because this very same Jesus has had mercy on us all. Amen. That's right. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.